Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
It's our year in review special. Looking back at some of the most interesting stories from The Juice this year, we'll give you the rundown and maybe some ideas for sparking conversations with your kids.
Exactly. So let's jump right in, shall we? Back in January, The Juice covered a pretty big story. Mickey Mouse entering the public domain.
Yeah, that one got a lot of attention. But like a lot of things, it's not as simple as it seems. What actually entered the public domain was the very first version of Mickey Mouse.
You mean the one from Steamboat Willie back in 1928?
That's the one. The black and white, simple design. That version is now free for anyone to use. But the modern Mickey Mouse, the one we see everywhere today, that's still under copyright.
Ah, so Disney's not giving away the whole Mickey Mouse empire just yet.
Not quite, but it's still an interesting development.
Right, it raises questions about copyright and how these iconic characters evolve over time. It's definitely something worth discussing with your kids. I agree. Okay, moving on to April. The Juice reported on another big story, this time in the music world. Over 200 musicians signed a letter calling for more protections against AI misuse.
Yeah, this was a big deal. A lot of major artists were involved. People like Billie Eilish, Stevie Wonder, even Frank Sinatra's estate. They were all concerned about AI being used to copy their voices or create music in their style without permission.
That's a pretty serious concern. I mean, if AI can make music that sounds exactly like a particular artist, what does that mean for the future of music?
Exactly right. It brings up a lot of questions about artistic integrity, copyright, and even the definition of creativity itself. It's a complicated issue and one that's only going to become more relevant as technology advances.
Definitely something to keep an eye on and talk about with the younger generation. All right, let's lighten things up a bit. Now we'll move on to the box office. Back in July, The Juice reported that Inside Out 2 had become the first billion-dollar movie of 2024.
And it wasn't even close. It shattered records, becoming the fastest movie ever to reach $1 billion. It seems like those little emotions really struck a chord with audiences.
It did amazing.
Yeah.
Especially considering the movie industry was having a kind of slow year up to that point. I guess everyone's ready for a feel-good story.
I think so. It's interesting to think about what makes a movie really connect with people, though. Is it the story, the characters, the visuals? What do you think?
That's a good question. It's probably a combination of all those things, right?
Yeah.
Something to ponder with the kids, for sure. Okay, speaking of connecting with audiences, The Juice also covered another big story in music this year, Taylor Swift's continued success.
Oh, yeah. She was everywhere. This year, The Juice actually had two separate articles about her accomplishments. The first one highlighted her topping Spotify's year-end list as the most streamed artist globally for the second year in a row.
Wow, that's impressive. And the other article focused on her becoming the richest female musician in the world, surpassing Rihanna. Her net worth is now estimated at $1.63 billion. A lot of that coming from her Eras tour, which earned over $2 billion.
It's incredible. She's obviously a talented musician, but her success also says a lot about her business skills. She's built a powerful brand and a loyal fan base over the years, and it's paying off big time.
Yeah, it's a great example of how talent and hard work combined with smart business decisions can lead to incredible success.
Absolutely. And it might be worth discussing with your kids how success isn't always just about being good at something. It often involves strategy, planning, and understanding the business side of things as well.
That's a good point.
So we've covered quite a bit already, from Mickey Mouse and AI to box office hits and Taylor Swift's success. But we're not done yet.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. The Juice also features a regular segment called Quote of the Day. Did any of those stand out to you this year?
Actually, yeah. There was one that really stuck with me. It was from Francis of Assisi, for it is in giving that we receive.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. It's a classic for a reason. It's simple, but powerful.
It really makes you think about the true meaning of generosity, right?
Absolutely. It's a reminder that giving isn't just about material things. It's about contributing to something larger than ourselves.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something that can be discussed with kids at any time of year, but it's especially relevant around the holidays.
Definitely. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into The Juice Year in Review. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.